Hello, and welcome to the West Shore History Podcast. I'm your host, Sue Harper. What is local history? To me, local history is the stories that connect us to the past. One of the things I love to do is research and write about local history and share it with others. When you visit a local establishment, a park, or a place, you gain a deeper understanding of where you are standing or what you are looking at. Myself, I'm always thinking of those that stood in the same exact spot as me and imagine what they saw compared to what I'm seeing today. It allows my imagination to fly into past worlds. Local history, though, is not just for locals. When you think about it, all history is local because everything that was done in the past was done in some place or other. To me, local history is turning away from parliaments and boardrooms and more a concentration of places away from the centers of power and control. It's more a look at where ordinary people lived and worked and played and on the people themselves. The geographic area that this podcast covers is Langford, Machosen, the Highlands, Colwood, and View Royal, which is known as the West Shore or the Western Communities on southern Vancouver Island, located just outside of the capital city of Victoria. The historical connection between these communities is vast and interconnected through time, as you'll see through the stories I tell. I want to shed some light on the average person who lived there, what they endured, the hardships and the joys, how they described the area, and what they saw and did. First Nations archaeological evidence in the area dates back over 8,000 years, while European settlement dates back to 1843, when the Hlowungan people of southern Vancouver Island saw the arrival of the Hudson Bay Company steamship, the Beaver, in Victoria's inner harbor. The history of the area spans First Nations, pioneers, gold rushes, forts, farms, mining, logging, roads, trains, murders, all the joys and the sorrows that history brings. There are countless topics and time spans to explore. The episodes won't be in chronological order. Rather, I'll jump back and forth through time. This is also not an academic monograph, so of course you can challenge a fact or conclusion here or there, and there may even be a few mistakes. I look at what is written by locals at the time or their descendants, and it must be remembered they weren't professional historians. Just local people that wanted to describe their community or even the smells and sounds of their experiences. I draw from past local newspapers, books, or articles. There's bound to be some past errors, but these are their words. I want to allow the authentic enthusiasm to shine through rather than stifle it with academic analysis. I've been asked what made me become interested in local history. I think it was growing up in a variety of places with my parents, who took a deep interest in the history of wherever we were. We would visit all kinds of historical and natural history sites, traveling across all of Canada and experiencing its vastness. When I lived in the United Kingdom, it was national heritage sites, castles, country estates, and cathedrals. When in northern BC, it was the pioneer stories that sparked my interest. To me, history is everywhere I look. Besides this podcast, I use social media such as the West Shore History Podcast community on Facebook and also Twitter to share my historical discoveries. On a more academic level, my background includes majoring in Canadian history, specifically British Columbia history, at the University of Victoria. I've written several books and have also been referenced in a variety of other books and journal articles. I've also been a teacher of history in northern BC. So with all that, I hope you'll stay and listen to the expanding library of episodes the West Shore History Podcast has to offer. You can also support this fully independent podcast and help me continue to grow and improve. This can be done in a few different ways. With the price of some high-quality, local roasted coffee, a basic subscription will unlock additional podcast episodes for you. With a patron membership, You'll receive 30 to 40 page written in-depth bonus materials expanding on podcast episodes. There are many already available, just waiting for you. Links are provided in each episode. I realize that not everyone can afford it, and the podcast will always remain free. But listen to a few episodes, and if you appreciate the podcast, then please consider supporting it. There's nothing to lose and so much to gain. So please, join me in the journey through West Shore history. Together we'll dive into little-known events and people that we thought we knew. These are the stories they don't tell in school. My plan is to enlighten, entertain, make you laugh, and, okay, at times, cringe. And it's a lot lighter than reading a textbook. Whether you're on a daily commute to work, doing household chores, or simply walking along a beach, I hope the West Shore History Podcast will inspire, enrich, and inform you of the past, and make you want to come back for more.